Okay, good evening, everyone. So I would like to spend tonight's share and probably tomorrow on a couple of more points within the Malacha of Bishul, within the general topic we've been discussing. And then Bez Hashem, hopefully next week we'll go on to another inyan, another topic in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Halacha is that because one is not allowed to cook water or heat up water on Shabbos, so one is not allowed to use the hot water in a regular home or apartment. One is not allowed to turn the hot water tap on Shabbos to get out hot water. Now, even though the hot water that you're getting, and I'm talking about a conventional system, a conventional, you know, plumbing system where you have a boiler in the basement of your home or the building, there's a boiler that heats up the hot water. And when you turn on the tap, you open the hot water tap, you're releasing some hot water. Now that hot water that you release then has been heated up already. Nonetheless, the reason you're not allowed to use that on Shabbos is that when you release hot water, when you allow hot water to come out, what happens is some cold water from the city, water supply will enter the boiler. Because you've created a space, an empty space in the boiler by allowing out some hot water. And now that space will be occupied by cold water. And that cold water will heat up. Some of it will heat up immediately. Because if you have, let's say, you have a 50-gallon tank and you take out a few ounces or even a gallon, whatever it is. So you have 49 gallons of very hot water in the tank. So as soon as water comes in, a gallon of water comes in, it's going to heat up immediately just by mixing with the hot water in the tank. And that's considered that you have done that. According to the majority poskim, it's not considered grumma, which is a concept of something that you just caused, which is less chamor. Not necessarily mutter, but less chamor. But no, most poskim say this is not even called grumma. It's considered a maisa b'yadayim, like you have directly brought the cold water into the boiler and heated it up. And even if there's enough cold water that enters the boiler, that it can't all heat up immediately just by mixing with the hot water. But when it sits there in the boiler, and the boiler will go on eventually, and will heat it up then. And the boiler will heat it up. So it's like you put water on the fire or in a place where a fire is going to come, and the fire might even be on already. So in any case, when you take hot water, it's considered that you're cooking other water, and therefore it is usher to do that on Shabbos. Now, so what some people do or used to do at least was they wanted to be able to have some hot water in their house for Friday night to be able to wash the dishes which they used Friday night and they want to reuse on Shabbos. So there's no problem of hachana, preparing. They're not preparing it for after Shabbos. They're preparing it for use on Shabbos. So they want to be able to have hot water. They want to wash just in cold water, especially if you live in a colder climate. You particularly want to, you know, don't want to keep your fingers under the freezing cold water the whole time. But even if you live in a warmer climate where the cold water is not so cold, but you may want to have hot water to do a better job on the dishes. So some people would leave on the hot water, leave it on from before Shabbos and have a small flow, not more than a trickle perhaps, but a small flow of hot water. And then they would, when they would come to wash dishes, they would turn on the cold water, which would mix with the hot water and get to an appropriate temperature. So that would be okay to do inherently, based on what we learned last night. It's okay to turn on the cold and have it mix with the hot in a way that the net result will not be yad soledus, but will be less than that. So that's fine. That itself would be fine. But the problem is twofold. First of all, Rav David Zucker, Shlita from Chicago, told me that this was commonly done in Washington Heights, where he grew up, and he once asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky about it, and he told him that it's usur because of an isur gezel. You're stealing. What do you mean you're stealing? Well, if you're renting, the people of the renting apartments there, he said there's no question that the balabas who's renting them the apartment didn't expect, he's providing them hot water, and he's paying, you know, he pays the gas bill, or maybe now it's an electric bill, but he definitely didn't rent them the apartment with the understanding that they're going to let the hot water run for hours unused, just sit and run for hours. You rent hot water, you rent an apartment, and the person uses the hot water when he needs it to wash dishes. He turns it on, he turns it off. He takes a shower, he puts the water on and off. But to have the water just running for hours so that you could use it for you know, for a short period of time, that certainly was not the understanding of the lease, and therefore it's gezel. Aside from that, though, the question is as follows, that many poskim say, I'm not quoting Rabbi Yaakov on this, but many poskim say that even if you have the hot water on Shabbos, you can't turn it off, whether you have it on from before Shabbos or even if you turned it on by mistake, by accident. On Shabbos, maybe we'll define right away soon, but once it's been running for a bit, then you can't turn it off because when it runs, so as we said, cold water has now entered the boiler, cold water which some of it heated up right away, but some of it eventually, if you leave the hot water running, eventually the ratio is going to change and there's going to be enough hot water is going to leave and cold water is going to replace it so that it won't heat up right away. It'll only heat up with time. It'll only heat up with time by shut out. You are I have a visitor here, Baruch Hashem. I should clarify. When you, if you let the hot water run forever, you know, throughout Shabbos, eventually it's going to empty out the boiler and the water is just going to pass through. It's a lot of water won't even get heated up. It'll just pass through the boiler, go in and go out without getting heated up. If you shut the hot water, you are now trapping that cold water in the boiler and causing it to heat up. So many poskim say this, that you're not allowed to shut the water. If you catch it right away, then nothing has happened. Whatever hot water went in already got heated up, but and you catch it and shut it, you're not causing any more water to get heated. If anything, you're stopping more cold water from coming in. So what's called right away? So I'll just quote over one of the svarim. It's a sefer called Manadaber that quotes Psukim from Moshe Heineman, says Bishmo in the name of Moshe Heineman, 15 seconds. If you catch it within 15 seconds of when it was turned on, you turned it, you know, you opened it by mistake or a child opened it, whatever. So if you realize it, if you see it right away, so within 15 seconds you can shut it. But more than that, he says already, you shouldn't. You just have to let it run. Now, I should point out that if a person has a system where there's one knob, one handle that lets out both cold and hot, depending on if you turn it this direction or that direction, you have to be very careful with that. Very careful, only to keep it to the extreme, whatever direction, whatever side is the cold, keep it to the extreme. And when you use it on Shabbos, don't move it at all, because if you move it at all towards the center, or then you're allowing hot water to, you know, gradually to come in. So with those systems, you have to be very careful to keep it all the way by the end. If you have the more conventional system, or at least what used to be more conventional, where you have a cold tap and a cold faucet and a hot faucet, that's much easier. The thing is, though, in this case, if the hot water was turned on by accident and you wanted, and you're turning off right away, if possible, do it with a shinui. Try to use the back of your hand. I mean, you have to do it right away, but try to use the back of your hand to do it, because some poskim are concerned that the hot water faucet may be considered muksa. Because it's used only to, or typically it's used to access hot water, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, or to close the hot water, which you're normally not allowed to do either on Shabbos. So you should do it with the back of your hand rather than doing it directly, if possible. Now, I've been talking about a conventional hot water system. There are newer systems which work with a InstaHeat or whatever it's called, with an electric system that when you turn on the hot water, you're igniting a flame or a spark or whatever it is, which causes a flame that heats up the water on the spot. There's such a system that heats up the water on the spot that you definitely can't use on Shabbos. I mean, the other one you also can't use, but you can't use that on Shabbos either. And not only that, but that one you can't even use on Yom Tov. If you have the old type system with a boiler in the basement, like described, then on Yom Tov you are allowed to use the hot water for washing dishes, or for washing your face, your hands, your feet, or for washing a less than 50% of your body. According to many poskim, on Yom Tov, you could wash other parts of your body, your face, hands, and feet for sure, without water. But even other parts of the body, many poskim say is mutter, as long as it's less than half the body. But you cannot, according to many poskim, you cannot take a shower on Yom Tov and wash your whole body. You're only allowed to use the water for what's Sorech Yom Tov, which is called shavah lechol nefesh, a universal tzarech. So without going into all the details of that now, but the details I mentioned are pertinent. You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it for those things. But that's only the conventional system. If you have this new system, this instant hot system, I'm personally not familiar with all of them, maybe variations of them, but the ones that I've heard about and seen described and heard described are usher to use even on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you can't use electricity on Yom Tov. You can't light a flame on Yom Tov. You can't create a new flame. You could take a flame from a flame. Everyone knows that. If you have a candle burning already, you could put another candle into it and light it, or you could ignite some other things from an existing flame, but you can't create a new flame on Yom Tov. You can't means you're not allowed to create a new flame on Yom Tov. So with these systems, these new systems, when you turn it on, you're using electricity, which number one is not mutter on Yom Tov, and you're creating a new flame, a new fire, which is also not mutter. So those systems are usher both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But as I said, the conventional system, while it's usher on Shabbos, it would be mutter on Yom Tov for some basic trachim, as washing a minority of your body, certainly washing your face, hands, and feet, or washing dishes. For those purposes, it would be mutter to do on Yom Tov only, but not on Shabbos. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Mez Hashem will continue tomorrow, and probably tomorrow we'll, as I said, talk about this general topic and wrap it up. And next week we'll move on. Take care. Good night.